Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and we love featuring local community things going on. There's an organization we've been involved with for several years now called My Hero Project. They do film festivals from all over the world, and they do an event here in Laguna called the Laguna Hero Fest. The 9th annual one is coming up on April 21st at 7 Degrees. We're going to tell you about it now and tell you how Jason Fetty is involved with that event this year. So Wendy Millett of My Hero Project, good morning.
Good morning, Tyler.
Thanks for always schlepping down from Long Beach for us in the morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Glad to be here.
So why don't you start by just telling us about this year's event and in general for people who may not be familiar what exactly it is.
Okay, yeah. Well, the My Hero Project, we've been online for 20 years. We celebrated 20 years last year, so that's kind of a big milestone for us. And we've been celebrating heroes through digital media and technology. And we have an international film festival that you refer to that usually happens in L.A. and a local Laguna Hero Fest because My Hero is based here in Laguna Beach. So this is our 9th year, and every year we look for people who are, you know, helping the community in some way, you know, serving the greater good, humanitarians, environmentalists. This year, a lot of the heroes that we'll be honoring, we have humanitarians and musicians and artists.
Right. And each hero has to have some sort of video component to show at the event, right?
Well, actually, not necessarily.
Okay.
We use video and art and music and stories. So it doesn't just have to be about a video. But this year, Jason Fetty came through with an awesome video that we're going to be talking about soon.
Right. We do have a video. But you guys, it's almost like a Nobel Prize, really. You've got you on your website here. I'm looking at the sort of genre of people that you have honored in the past: writers, women, teachers, explorers, earth keepers, they're conservationists and activists, of course, businesses, philosophers, artists, people who have helped animals, angels who've helped people in their communities, lifesavers, heroes affected and fighting against HIV/AIDS, musicians, people who've written books. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's really, really great. Who came up with this idea?
Well, Jeannie Myers is our executive director and co-founder of My Hero. So her and Karen Pritzker and Rita Stern, they were moms who were looking at the media, and they just really wanted to find better role models for their kids is sort of the essential how it started, you know. O.J. Simpson was running the news at the time, and they just felt like, you know, they wanted to try to do something. And so they started with a television pilot idea at the time that no one thought it was commercial enough to do good news such as this, which now it's coming full circle. But someone said, hey, there's this thing called the internet, you know, 20 years ago. Yeah. And so they launched the website.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were one of the first people online, probably. I
mean. It was definitely, we were paving paving a new road.
Okay, so Warren Sellers is in studio as well. Hello, Warren.
Hey, man, good to be here.
Contributor to our radio station time and time again, and also involved in music in common. So why don't you guys explain what that is, and then Wendy can fill in how you're involved in this year's My Hero Awards.
Okay, really briefly. So Music in Common was begun by a guy called Todd Mack, who was a great friend of Daniel Pearl, who was one of the first American journalists, sadly, to be murdered in Pakistan that time by nobody ever was really sure if it was Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or whatever, but he was murdered over there, in 2006, I want to say. So Todd, who was in a band with this guy, Daniel Pearl, decided he wanted to do something positive. He was friends with the family. He saw the pain and the destruction that caused just in his local community, and he decided he was going to do something positive in the Middle East. He had this idea to bring together young people at first from the three Abrahamic communities, so Christians, Jews, and Muslims, to come together in a creative process. And he owns a studio in New Hampshire, so he's a guitar player himself, so he said, right, I'm going to do this through music. So he got the kids to write a song, and the rest history, really. He's done this many, many times. At the time, the last time I looked, he'd done it over 50 times, but I'm sure that since our event, he's done it 20 times since then. So he's been doing this a lot. He's just come back from Palestine, working with Palestinian kids. I'm going to Israel in May and going to hook up with some people there. And hopefully we're going to bring together Palestinians and Israelis and Israeli Arabs, Christian Arabs. So it's really happening over there too. And the idea is that the kids really, they get together for a weekend or successive weekends, or in the summertime he does a whole three-week camp for the kids up there in New Hampshire, and brings together those three communities to indulge in creative ideas, trying to put together projects together, because the idea is that if peace is going to occur between our three peoples, it's going to be a creative process. And so wow. If we can encourage these people, these kids, to at least know that a creative process is possible, then, there's a possibility of peace in the Middle East and then the wider world. Because the Middle East, I was having this conversation with somebody yesterday, it's obviously it'd be great to bring in Hindus and Buddhists and whoever else, you know, atheists, but it's really an important issue right now, especially when you think about Brussels last night, and it's just an ongoing, really important part of the thing that's going on in the world. Right now, the Hindus are doing okay, as far as I can tell.
So, Wendy, you caught wind of this. You saw Jason's video right. that he produced, and we're going to play the song that your group actually made in a little bit, right. and I wanted to involve him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw the video, and I was so moved. And to tell you, every time I watch it, it continues to move me. It's one of those really well-made videos that, and the song is so strong that I just thought, wow, this is really going to be great to share with the community. And the Laguna Hero Fest is such a great community builder. So, having been created at Laguna College of Art and Design, and really being sort of a local, Jason being such a local.
We really wanted it to be a local thing. The kids are all from around here,
wow.
Not all from Laguna, but from certainly within a 10-mile radius. Do you want to talk about your experience, Warren? I've talked about this so many times, I've probably said the same thing over and over again.
You know, I'll tell you, the first thing is that they bring them together in the arts. But I have to tell you, Todd Mack, the way he runs it is an art form unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because to watch him go, how do we get these kids together, get comfortable, even that was a brilliant approach, just the getting comfortable games and the silly stuff that seems silly, but it was actually profound. Watching them all come together, watching these three different religions of not. And for me, the thing that kept coming back to me that day, it's not even about tolerance. That word is, I'm sure it's been hijacked from its original meaning, but it's become this weird word. Who wants to be tolerated? But celebrated is a whole different thing.
Nice.
And to watch, and I sat there and watched, don't tolerate me, celebrate me. Uh-huh. You know? And so we've got these three different faiths. Muslims are outside. They have, I think, five times a day to pray.
To pray, yeah.
Beautiful. Everybody honors that. That's great. Everybody's doing whatever they need to do, as the world, I think, was intended to do, you know. And so, but to watch them come together and do just that, not tolerate each other, celebrate each other.
Yeah, that's
there was
true.
Laughter.
You're right about the Muslims went out to pray five times a day. The one Jewish girl couldn't come on the Saturday.
Right.
Right. So, and then one of the Christian girls sings in the choir of the Methodist Church down here.
Right.
In Laguna Beach, so she couldn't come Sunday morning. And all of those issues, were not tolerated but celebrated. We were like, great, absolutely,
nice.
Come on Sunday morning, come on Sunday afternoon, whenever you want. And when you get here, tell us about what you've been doing, so we can feel a part of that thing. The Muslims were really touched because they are under a lot of pressure at the moment. Mm. Obviously, people are looking at them and pointing the finger, some people are. And so it was brilliant for them. They were really moved. And everybody who arrived, the kids were really nervous and awkward, just like kids would be.
Yes.
Regardless of the religious affiliation.
Right.
They were kind of nervous. And then by Sunday night, what was it like?
Oh, it was just giggling. And you could almost remove any of the religion. I mean, meaning that nothing to do with anything at that moment. It was just people. And as part of the people was their religious, was their faith. But that wasn't the driving force to any of it. It was just humanity,
Right.
But yeah, go do your thing. The thing about the studio was so interesting when we did record it was, people go do your thing, and then we'll all come together, literally and figuratively, in the studio and do this thing. And it did. By then, everybody's back. And, it was an amazing thing to watch come together. And then to watch, it sort of happened in an exponential factor, because what really came about was more than just the song, even though that was amazing. But that experience is so much larger, so.
Again, we're talking about the Laguna Hero Fest. Music in Common is just one thing being honored this year at Laguna Hero Fest, the 9th annual, April 21st at 7 Degrees. You can find more information at myhero.com/Laguna. Is that where people should get tickets and everything as well, Wendy?
Yeah, we have a link to our Evite reservation form and a bunch of information there. That's sort of the central spot. And we're updating it all the time, so check back and check it out.
Do you want to quickly acknowledge anybody else that's being honored this year?
Well, the Community Hero Award this year is going to Greg Abel,
who's
a renowned designer and builder here in Laguna Beach. Many people have seen his beautiful buildings and homes, and but he's been a leader in the community for many years, and he was a president of the Chamber of Commerce. He's also been working with the Friendship Shelter and helping the homeless, and he also, right now, his current project is really helping with Laguna Food Pantry, where people are getting fed who are hungry. So he's
Excellent.
Just an amazing guy that, you know, deserves some recognition as well.
Well, I've won that award 3 years
That's
ago,
right.
And I'm very proud of it. So so you got to follow in some good footsteps, Greg Abel. Wendy, we love what you do. We're very appreciative of what you do, and I thank you for involving my good friend Jason in this year's awards and his organization. So should we play that song, Jace, that you guys produced?
Let's play it. I just wanted to say one thing. We base Music in Common in the idea that if you know me, you can't hate me. Mm. Right? Mm. So these kids got to know each other, and then they're further invested by the fact that they created something together. And that's really important. When you work with somebody, you know what it's like. Yeah. In any business, when you've worked with somebody, you have a special kind of relationship with them. You know what they're capable of. You've got a certain kind of respect for them. Whether or not you completed the task, it doesn't matter. You worked with them. And that's what, you know, that's what we're trying to change. If we can bring people together to work together, their ideas about each other will change. And and I think that's probably true of everybody on the list.
Yeah.
Because everybody on the list has done some sort of collaborative. If you've made a video or you've made a piece of art, it's collaborative on some level.
Yeah.
So more power to you. It's lovely of you to. We're very moved that you have chosen to honour us. And everybody else, can't wait for the day. Yeah. What's the day of the...
April 21st. 7 p.m. at 7 Degrees.
And everybody can go to
everyone. Everyone's welcome. It's open to the public and free. And My Hero's nonprofit, so we love donations. But we really love to build community. That's what it's about.
Brilliant.
New York.
Syria.
Paris.
Boston.
Beirut.
Israel.
Palestine.
San Bernardino.
The bloody ground.
Different is the same when we change and pray.
know, it's weird, but it works.
It's so weird, but it does work. KX93.5.